Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for April 23rd, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So a little bit of Google Store news to kick off, as the layout on the website has had a little work to give key made by Google hardware much more prominence. New categories include, kind of obviously, the Pixel series, the Nest series, Google Stadia, and the Pixelbook brands. The previous layout was a little bit more generic, but this time it's a little more obvious, going from phones and gaming to, obviously, Stadia and Pixel. The new Google Store layout isn't live for everyone, but we're sure it will come very soon across the globe. The Prime Video app for the Android TV-powered Nvidia Shield TV is now getting an update to resolve some of the ongoing issues that many are having with the Amazon Video streaming app. If you were unaware, the issue related to 4K HDR content with Amazon Prime Video on Nvidia Shield TV devices not displaying at full fidelity. Instead, it would stream video content at 1080p in SDR rather than HDR. The app update is rolling out now though via the Google Play Store on Android TV devices. It's also worth noting that this isn't a system update, so you will have to update the application via the Play Store on your Nvidia Shield TV if you do have one. Google Meet is now rolling out a brand new 16-person tiled layout for large group calls, alongside a new low-light mode and even noise cancellation for audio. Of course, development of the video conferencing and calling app has really ramped up in part due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, with millions around the globe jumping on the platform when working from home. This new layout option is the biggest change, which means that even bigger organizations can conduct calls in a 4x4 view grid layout. To add to that, there is a new Present a Chrome tab feature, which lets you share a specific browser tab rather than having your entire desktop in full view, which is perfect for privacy when presenting to colleagues, clients, or even students. All of the new features are set to roll out to G Suite users over the coming weeks. Gboard is now testing a handy new clipboard suggestion feature from the main mobile keyboard view, meaning you don't have to long press in text boxes when pasting in copied text, URLs, and more. With that said, you still need to cut or copy content for the option to appear, but as the option has been on iOS for some time, it's actually quite nice to see it potentially rolling out for Android. We're not quite sure though how widely the feature is rolling out, but we have observed it on a few of our own devices, so it's likely that it is rolling out much more widely right now. And finally, Destiny 2 on Google Stadia saw a huge 400% increase in player count as soon as the Stadia free tier launch. While of course that is to be expected, the average player base jumping fourfold overnight is still impressive to say the least. Let's hope we see similar increases as Stadia matures and more AAA titles join the game lineup. That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories over the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news or discussion, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.